Hello, welcome to the Game Slave Podcast, episode 82. I'm Proteus.
I'm an irritated assimilator.
And I'm Zelda Queen.
Broken computers. Yeah. It worked this morning.
Broken computers and...
We'll blame Tigerhawk.
And yes, 100-degree temperatures.
He has, you know, polluted RAM or something.
I am going to blame him at this point, if I can get it working with other RAM, then I know it's my RAM. Otherwise, I'm blaming him for breaking my computer.
We love you, copy. Please work. Please.
I'm actually hoping it's the RAM. If it's the RAM, it's cheap and easy to replace.
If it's your motherboard, I'm sorry.
I have to replace every single freaking piece then.
Ugh. Didn't you just do that? Isn't this computer brand new?
A month and a half.
Is it still under some warranty, maybe?
The part it probably is.
That would be better.
But I don't have to return it. Pull everything out, have it sitting around, return it. So I'd have to basically buy the motherboard, the same motherboard, swap them out, and then return the other one. Return it as non-functional. That's what I did one time before.
Yeah.
Anywho. Yeah. So where do we want to start? Do you guys want to start with Torchlight?
Yeah. That's all battle we played. Because it's suddenly just like, the need has come.
Yeah.
Mostly because of hearing more Diablo 3 news, I think.
Yeah, I think that's partially why. There's lots of Diablo 3 news floating around. They're supposed to be maybe having beta invite launching by September. I can't find any place that can confirm nor deny exactly when. Some place was saying in August, but Blizzard said, no, it's not going to happen in August. So they're saying, well, it's probably going to happen by the end of September, which Blizzard hasn't said no.
But I've been hearing... You know how Blizzard is. They announce something like a week beforehand or something.
Yeah. But I've also heard that it really is going to be, in the truest sense, a beta where they need people to run through and test the mechanics and stuff because they're like, it's buggy and we need to work things out. So it's not going to be like World of Warcraft when you get in for the beta in quotes where most everything is working and you're just trying out
the
game.
You just want to get the, this quest does not complete correctly kind of
or
issues.
This character is clipping into the ground, oddly. Nothing too seriously broken.
There's a hippogriff with its butt stuck out of a cliff. What's going on with that one?
I one time had one where the characters were all squares. They were square polygons.
I think I had that happen once when just, like, it didn't load up, like, the character assets right. So you just had, like, because I had nameplates on. So I had, you know, floating names and it was, like, a kind of dot or something kind of that represented, like, the center of the character, basically, just kind of moving around. And you see, like, attacks flying out from them, but no character assets.
You see, mine was,
This was when I was in New Zealand, so those bits had to... You know, go aways or...
Mine was during stage...
Also, I was playing on a laptop.
That might help. Mine was stage one of when you're in the foothold right before you go into Ice Crown. Officially break into Ice Crown. And there's all the undead soldiers coming in from the crack they made. All those soldiers and everything that came out of that crack were two by two squares so that had a... Two blue squares and two green squares making a cube.
I think the worst app I've ever had is the invisible people. Like, I don't see anything. I can see names, but no character at all. Everybody's invisible.
Well, there's always the fun ones where you get, like, an enemy that's, like, clipped themselves into the ground, but they're still, like, attacking you.
Oh, we had that. Where was that? Oh, Shadow Moon Valley. We were trying to kill that core hound, the literally large one.
Yeah.
And we could see it. And we could... We could initiate the, you know, attack and pull its aggro, but then it would stop and just say, evade, 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 evade.
I hate those.
Well, that was like the one time we've really had to go and get GM intervention. We're like, fix it. It's like, I've reset the mob.
It's like, thank you. I was surprised how quickly we got somebody. I wasn't expecting anything right away, but it was like, no sooner we sent it in, they're like, what's your problem? It's like, oh, this mob has spawned. Weirdly, it's like trapped somewhere. He's like, I will make it respawn. And it did, and it worked, and it was all good. It's like, thank you. Continue on with questing.
Anyways, back to Torchlight.
Yes.
Well,
I realized when I started playing again that, and then you started talking about stuff that I had no care about the plot whatsoever. It's just kind of, you know, get yourself deeper in the dungeon, kill everything. actually is a plot. You're like tainted by.
The ember.
Yeah.
The ember is tainted, and then you become tainted, and then you have to go through and figure out if you can remove the taint and such, and also stop the guy who's, like, delving deeper, but seems to be getting crazed by the taint because he thinks he can find something and increase his power, blah, 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 blah. The only reason why I know is I started completely over because I didn't realize that our characters were still saved thanks to the cloud. Thank you, cloud, for saving our data. Because it was, my laptop got stolen, and that's kind of why I stopped playing, because, like, oh, I got to start all over.
I hate starting over.
So I didn't want to start over, but I kind of felt like playing it again, because I haven't been playing anything, so I was like, I'll start over. And that's the only reason why I know the plot. And my character's, like, level 32 or something now. And it's the marksman person. I don't know what the class is even called. It's the gunfighter. Yeah. It's the dual-wielder shooter female, Elias girl character, the only girl character.
Yeah, because there's the alchemist, which is the sort of weird, you know, mage, summoner kind of type. And then there's like the, I can't remember this.
The warrior fighter guy.
Yeah.
And then the, I don't know, the marksman.
Arbiter, I think is what.
Yeah, something like that. She's fun. I'm having loads of fun. I like killing things. I'm very good at it. It helps if you max out a few things, like exploding shot and marksmanship.
I could see that.
Meanwhile, I'm playing the same character, but in a completely different path, because I'm doing, you know, two pistols, and so I'm maxing the dual wielding and critical strike chance. So I don't do a lot of damage on every shot, but every once in a while, something just, you know, turns into a pile of goo when I shoot it.
Nice.
But I'm having a lot of fun with it. I know they've announced Torchlight 2, and it will be coming out soon-ish.
Soon-ish?
I don't know how soon. I forgot to read
it. They did note that it's too large for Xbox Live Arcade. They can't, it exceeds the
so Steam
file size that you can download from the Xbox Live.
So they'll do it with just Steam, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, right now it's just Steam. Because they had a hard enough time just getting the original Torchlight in under the limit. But I'm enjoying it. It's a fun little game. I think it's, you know, probably pretty cheap now off of Steam. But if you haven't, you can buy another game that I have on my wish list that I want, and I just gotta wait to get it. It's Bastion. It's a game that my brother and I tried out at E3.
See our E3 episode for further discussion.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's, you know, it's just another sort of, like, action-adventure sort of game. But I like the narration. I like the designs of the characters and the world and the way it sort of builds up around your character as the story narration's going on.
Mm-hmm.
It was really fun. And I learned it's on Steam, which makes me happy. Because I didn't really want to buy it for Xbox Live. I would have, but I'd rather buy it on Steam. Because then I don't have to buy points and have all these little points left over that I'm never going to use. Because I have to buy more points because of the weird point conversion system. Because Xbox points are weird. It's not $1 = 100 points. Like, $1 = 80 points, which makes me sad.
It's weird.
It's a bad exchange rate. Everybody else is on equal amounts. But why do we have to have points to begin with? I still don't like the point system. Can we just say it costs $15?
It makes you feel like you're in an exclusive club.
It doesn't make me feel like I'm in an exclusive club. It just makes me feel like you're trying to cheat me out of not knowing what the price is. Because if I put it into points, 1,000 points doesn't look quite as bad as $10. Or $12 in case of the Xbox or something. But that's kind of why I think they do points instead.
Could be worse.
You can spend points easier than you can spend money.
Could be worse, though. They could have been using bitcoins.
Let's not discuss that. But going back to Torchlight, at least going back to Diablo 3, since we're all excited about the beta, I had another thing. Oh, if you are wanting to get into the Diablo 3 beta, it is recommended that you re-sign up, if you haven't already, through Battle.net, that you want into the beta. Even if you've already done it several months ago, redo it. You get better chances. But it just definitely makes sure that you're on the list for wanting the beta. And they think that they will be large beta invites since they really need to test out a lot of stuff since there's a lot of new systems and everything. So if you're not in the first wave, you'll probably be in the second, third, fourth, fifth, or sixth wave because there's some people who are going to say it is too broken and I don't want to play it. But that's why they need testers for the beta. Because we got to make it less broken.
And people that do get into the beta and complain that it, you know, this is a horrible game, I'm not going to buy it when it comes out because of how buggy it is right now. Remember, that's why you're doing this so it's not this buggy when it's released. I think too many people started using betas as marketing tools.
Sort of a free preview time.
Yeah, marketing tools instead of actual betas.
Yeah.
I'm just going to wait till the game comes out. And then I'm going to be sad because they want me to make to be multiplayer, and I just want to play by myself.
You can still play by yourself. You just have to be online for,
I can be online. That doesn't bother me. Everybody who plays, but I'm like, well, I gotta be online half the time for everything else, so it doesn't bother me so much, but I just, like, ugh.
You don't have to play multiplayer. Like, you just have to be... It's kind of like playing the StarCraft campaign. You have to sign to Battle.net.
Well, you don't have to be signed in. You don't have to be online to play the StarCraft campaign. It just doesn't track any of your stats or such.
Right, okay. But why not be signed into Battle.net? Then you can bug your friends.
Exactly. Somebody else pops on playing Diablo, but this may not work for Zelda Queen, but for, like, me and Proteus. Hey, you want to group up in this level? Sure!
Well, which also brings us to the next thing is we gotta buy two copies. And my computer can't probably run it.
No.
So I need to buy a new computer and another copy, which isn't going to happen anytime soon.
Yeah, that or you guys just share one copy.
Yeah, just don't play together.
It's really hard to do that. Well, at least for Diablo 3, it won't be as bad because you can probably have multiple characters. It's not like StarCraft where you can only have one account per copy of game. Thank you very much. It just doesn't have the same serve jive. But I've never been very big on StarCraft, so I guess it's not any big loss for me. But I digress.
Anyhow, well, I just finished playing Infamous 2 last night at around 11 o'clock. No, it was earlier than 11. It was around 9 or 10. And I played the hero, the good guy, saved the world. And I'm watching the ending, I'm like, okay, that's a good ending. But the way the evil way was going to go, it was completely different. Because I did watch it on YouTube because I was curious, since I don't plan to play the evil character anytime soon. I'm just like, wow. Evil Cole's a real dick. I don't want to give any spoilers to those of you that haven't had a chance to play Infamous 2 and want to. But he's just a dick. There's no way around it.
I have no comment. I'm not going to play Infamous 2. I haven't played Infamous. It doesn't appeal to me very much.
You also don't have a PlayStation.
No, I also don't have a PlayStation 3, which kind of curbs that. Even though, you know, it recently got a price drop. Hooray, but I'm still not going to buy one because I can't think of anything that I really, really want for the PlayStation 3 that I can't get someplace else.
I can see that.
I don't need another just sort of game console sitting there because right now the Wii is the glorified Netflix player. I love my Wii, but there's nothing recently that's come out that I want to play on it.
At least your Wii gets more use than mine does right now.
It'll get lots of use with... Once Skyward Sword comes out, yes.
Are you actually going to finish this one?
I have finished all the other ones.
Oh, I thought you didn't finish...
Twilight Princess?
Yeah.
I finished it. And I went back and finished Wind Waker.
Yeah, it took her like 5 years to go back and finish it.
Well, Wind Waker pissed me off.
Because it was too short.
It was too short. I was amazed. I'm like, all of a sudden I'm going through Ganondorf's Tower. I'm like, seriously? I'm in Ganondorf's Tower? I missed close to finish the game and I stopped. I was mostly sad. I was kind of angry, but I was mostly sad because it felt so short. And so I just stopped playing. I mean, I could have finished it, you know, within like the next hour maybe or so. And I just kind of stopped and I didn't touch it for years. I'm talking years. I finally finished it while we were in New Zealand.
I think it was actually Xavier who was telling me he never finished Twilight Princess.
I had for a while not finished Twilight Princess, but then I went back through because I had only played so far, and I think I started completely over, and just worked through and finished it.
Good plan.
I enjoyed it. I think the only Zeldas I haven't quite finished completely all the way are some of the Game Boy titles.
Like Oracle of Seasons and Oracle of Ages?
Yeah, I got really close, and I just kind of stopped. Same with Minish Cap. But Minish Cap, I got interrupted doing something else, and when I went back, I couldn't remember what I was doing. So I have to start over. And Spirit Tracks, that last dungeon, I'm having something where I am missing something. I just have not noticed it, and it frustrated me, and I haven't quite finished it. Because I am missing something, and it's probably something super simple, and I feel stupid, and I just haven't noticed it.
Google.
Yeah, I need to Google it, and it just makes me sad, because I'm like, I don't want to Google it.
Oh, I know, I know I searched for how to get through the Water Temple in Ocarina.
I did that in one sitting. That's all you need to do. You just need to go at it in one sitting. I did it in 4 hours, so. But I was kind of distracted. My grandma came over. Then I was talking to grandma and my parents and playing Ocarina of Time when it was out, trying to get through the Water Temple. It took me 4 hours to do it, but I did it.
I remember the first time I played the Water Temple, I'm like, I hate this dungeon.
Apparently, I just kind of... I don't know. Everybody complains about it so much, and I'm like, it was kind of annoying, but I don't remember it being the crux of I hate you game. I hate your game goes to Lunar 2 for me.
I didn't hate it. I just... How many times you had to keep changing the water level kind of threw me at times.
Yeah, you just got kind of...
Well, if you, like, mess up or fall or...
Something, you're like, go back here and do all this. Yeah. But Lunar 2 is one of the only games I've rage quit and I've never gone back. I've rage quit with, like, Final Fantasy Tactics and other things, but it was a type of, like, I am so going to beat this game, it pisses me off so bad. And I go back and do it. But Lunar 2, I was like, no. Because no matter how many levels I gain, I am not going to beat it because it has a level scale where it does the multiplier of the enemy based on your level, and the AI for the one character you can't control is a complete moron. So I just watched all the movie animation clips online so I know how it ends, and I'm fine with that.
Okay.
So yeah, there's the game I hate. Lunar 2. I love the first one, not the second one. Piss me off.
Alright. Let's see. I honestly don't have much today. I haven't really looked at a lot of the news recently.
There hasn't been a lot of big news that I've noticed recently, other than Skyward Sword. November 20th. I don't think we said the date. November 20th. Birthday and or Christmas present.
Were close.
Something to do after you've ate too much turkey.
So let's see. NDK pre-registration has closed, people. So now you are stuck with one of the 3,000 passes that will be available at the door. After that, it's closed.
Yep. You have caps on attendance this year. We'll see how it goes.
I mean, the caps on attendance were higher than attendance actually was last year, weren't
they? Just barely.
Yeah.
Like, by a couple hundred or something.
Yeah, so it's still going to be as crowded as it was last year.
It's like 24,000. It's about 7,500 people per day or something.
Am I the only one slightly hoping that so many people are mad about the cap that they don't show up that it's easier to walk around the convention?
Kind of a good thing about the cap. I mean, the only thing else they could do is get a larger venue.
There's not much. They're already in a fairly large hotel.
Aren't they in the largest convention hotel in Denver? And that's their problem, is they can't find a larger hotel to move to, so they'd have to actually move to a convention center, and they're not sure if they want to do that.
Yeah, because then nobody can be at the hotel. You'd have to travel to it. Which, yeah. For us local Denverites, is not such a problem, but I can understand for those people who come out of state. And there's probably a lot of people who come out of state just because we're the largest convention in the Rocky Mountain region, which is like Montana, Idaho, Wyoming, Utah, us, New Mexico, Arizona sort of area.
Wait, have they heard of anime in Wyoming?
Oh, I'm not sure if Wyoming actually still counts as a state.
They were the first state to allow women to vote.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Because they wanted to have more electoral votes.
It's like, women can vote here.
We have a population.
Wyoming's pretty in some parts up in the mountains. It's just not a place I want to live. It's too windy.
Wyoming is pretty in the in one specific northwestern section.
Yellowstone?
There you go.
Sorry, Wyoming. But yeah, NDK, really soon.
3 weeks, I think.
3 weeks at this point?
I believe that's it.
Yeah, because it's September 9th, 10th, and 11th. We found registration for 2003, and it was the 19th, 20th, and 21st. I'm like, I remember when the convention used to be later. I remember when it sometimes used to fall in October.
I remember that one of those years. That was weird.
Yeah, because it was just so late, and the weather's just not quite as nice in October as it is in September. Can't stay outdoors as long. But that was before they moved the convention. I remember going to the first one I went to was in Lakewood. At this tiny hotel. It was like basically one level and a couple of rooms.
It's grown.
It's grown a lot. Because that was like NDK 5, I think I went to my first time. Because I didn't know it existed, because I didn't know anything about anime at that point. But when my friends had found out about it, so we went. I could only go one day. I could only go on Sunday, because I ended up having to work on Saturday and Friday, and I couldn't get out. So I just went Sunday. And it wasn't open quite as long on Sunday. But I had a good time still. It was really nice just playing in the video games room at the time because there wasn't as many people. And all the guys always would let you play. Because they were surprised that a girl wanted to play wanted to play Soul Calibur.
They were probably even more surprised when you beat them.
Yeah. Me and my friend, we both, we would win levels. We would lose some too. But, we had a good time. Yeah, my first purchase there ever was art book. Art books. That's the one thing I have to buy is art books. I'm still sad about that Yoshi Takamana one that got stolen from me. That thing cost me almost $100, so.
Ooh.
And I haven't seen it since I bought it. I haven't been able to find a replacement for it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's the only bad time about the con. Having your car stolen from the parking lot.
At least we're in a better part of town now.
Yeah. Because the place that got stolen, I will not name it, was the place where most vehicles are stolen in the entire state. Yeah.
I'm just like, but I'm not too far from there, really.
Yeah.
Yep.
And my car was locked and everything.
Oh, we will be at NDK covering it, so if there are any local folks listening and they're heading to the con too, find us.
We might have free stuff to give you.
Possibly. Yeah, with my artwork on it. Come find us. I'm giving it away. And if you haven't been looking on the website and you're listening to us now, go there. There are two free wallpapers for you. One of Mario, one of Zelda right now. That I've made. And I'm happy with them.
They're very nice.
Zelda's my favorite, but that's just because it's my favorite series of all time, no matter whatever other games I've played, and so, yeah. It holds a special place. And it makes me feel old, because I've been playing since the first one. Though I had a really hard time, because I was, like, 5 when my parents got us an NES, so.
And the original Zelda didn't exactly give you direction.
No, it didn't.
Here, take this sword. It's dangerous.
Take this. Oh! It's dangerous to go alone.
I should find that and post it on the website. It's the greatest thing. It's a paper printout. It says, it's dangerous to go alone. Take this. And it has the swords. And you pull, like where you, like, take this number for things. Uh-huh. It's swords.
I've seen that. That's awesome.
That made me chuckle. I was like, oh, that's great. Because, yeah, you need to take that sword. And if you fight somebody else with that sword, you can say, yay! You understand.
Should put that up and put it on, like, the outside of my cube.
You should. See if anybody takes it, because it's dangerous to go alone.
It is. Actually, I could see most of my coworkers grabbing one. I work with an interesting group of people.
Yeah, I saw the Facebook posting of somebody with their cardboard door that says no soliciting on their cubicle.
This door got thrown away. We got a ladder from, they bought a ladder for us to use when we have to do stuff, because we've been having to work a lot in our office to make it better. So they got us our own ladder. Well, so he took the box that the ladder came in and turned it into a door.
In front of his cubicle. It has signs and no soliciting. A little door drawn on it and Sharpie and everything.
Stayed there for 2 days before our manager tossed it.
The manager was a good sport and left it there for a little bit to give everybody a laugh and then removed it. It wasn't like, remove it now or you're fired sort of thing.
Yeah, we also one time, we used to have this cube. We called it the Cursed Cube. Because 5 people went through that cube and were fired within a month.
I would consider that a cursed cube as well.
Exactly. Well, one of the guys had brought in some caution tape, so we put caution tape over the entrance to the cube.
All right, and here's our new guy in the cursed cube, Mr. Quirrell.
Well, the last day...
Followed by Mr. Lockhart and Mr. Lupin and then...
Yeah, and they always told people, it's like, well...
Umbridge.
This cube has a window, but you don't want to sit in this cube because it's cursed. People keep losing their jobs when they sit there. Ah, that won't happen to me. Blah, 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 blah. 2 weeks later, being walked out.
Will they walk you out?
We're the Federal Center. You're fired. You get escorted out.
Yeah.
If you quit, it's different. You're still welcome. We have one guy, he quit. Occasionally, he'll still come in, bring us Santiago's before he starts his shift downtown.
You can't beat that. You can't beat somebody who'll bring you Santiago's burritos.
All right. I think about there's probably a good time for us to stop. Yeah. What do you guys think?
So, everybody, find us at NDK.
Yep, and go ahead and visit us at thegameslave.com, where you'll also be able to find all our coverage from NDK once it begins, and we've been able to post it. So that's gameslave.com, thegameslave.com. You can also check out our store there. You can post on any of our articles.
Comment on my wallpapers. If somebody gives me suggestions, I might use one of your suggestions to draw a new one.
There you go. You could suggest what the next great Gameslave wallpaper could be. In the meantime, you all have a great week and game on.
Game on.
Game on.